having clarity with goals is really critical here. Say you're teaching a course in psychology and you really want students to read and write extensively about psychological theory and principles of research, then you're probably going to want to focus on maybe digital social reading tools or discussion boards within your LMS where students can respond to the readings collaboratively. And those might be the only tools you really care to use. I think it is important generally to only assign the number of tools that are either going to be easy to learn, or if they're hard to learn, they're going to be ones that you use regularly, so that pushing students up that learning curve is going to be worth it in the end. For instance, I can imagine using, say, video editing tools, which are not easy to learn necessarily, in a course that's focused on art and film production. But otherwise, you probably wouldn't want to do that if it's a one-off assignment. So use tools selectively, and you only use ones that students already have access to and can use relatively easily. You might really want to limit it to two or three that are helpful to you. I will say that that not only helps your students, but it helps you. It might take a while to learn the tool in the first place, and there's all kinds of costs by using a ton of different tools with students, since they might need to have technical support and they come to you to learn how to use it. So the fewer tools you're using, the less work you'll have to do with students to help them participate more fully in the class.